This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Yeah, it's all about staying alive. You know, you get Medicare, you want to stay alive. You know, it's all about staying alive. And you know, you could stay alive and then get Medicare and save money. And that's why we are at Medicare Enrollment Day at People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. We're right next to what used to be a Party City. It's now Dollar Tree. And then right next to that is Trader Joe's. We're right across the beautiful waterway along Veterans Highway from Acme Oyster House and right next to Talbot, basically Causeway and Veterans. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Listen, before we get back to talking a little bit more about Lincoln Beach and their new plans to open that up, and we have some other things to get to on the show this afternoon, I want to take a moment to talk to Nick Carl. And Nick Carl is here with People's Health, and he's here to just help explain about the importance of saving money. I mean, nobody wants to spend more money for anything if they don't have to. And people, I think, believe that they're sort of trapped into a price for Medicare, but they're not.
Yeah, that's correct. There's so many different ways that you can receive your Medicare, and there's so many options and programs even within it. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you here just to kind of explain that and give people a better understanding of it. It's super complicated, and there's so many different ways and different options. And just the more that we can explain it and educate people, they can make a better decision.
But Nick, the older we get, the more complicated everything becomes. You know, we're not supposed to have to deal with complicated issues. Life is supposed to be relaxed, and it's like, you know, we're older and stuff gets complicated, and Medicare is very complicated. So let's start with the basic. Just go through just the somebody might save on Medicare.
Yeah, so a basic way, there's really, let's just kind of take a very easy level. There's really two ways to receive Medicare. You can receive it via Original Medicare, which is the federal government program, and they're the ones that administer it for your hospital, inpatient, doctor's visits, those types of things. And then there's Medicare Advantage plans, which are private health insurance plans like People's Health, where we then take on your Medicare and administer it for you. You're still in the Medicare program. You don't lose access to the Medicare program, but we are the ones that administer your benefits for you and offer you everything that you get on Medicare, but we also offer you additional benefits like dental, vision, fitness center memberships, hearing aids, things that people don't get on original Medicare, but that need as they age, and we're able to offer that to them.
So this sounds like it would cost more, since now we've got somebody else involved. The government's going to give it to you, but you're going to give them other things, but it sounds like if you're going to handle it, it's going to cost more, but that's not the case.
That's not the case. In fact, in a lot of ways, it could save you money and save you quite a bit of money.
That's crazy.
Crazy, I guess, but at the end of the day, we've been doing this since 1994 here in Louisiana. We have over 150,000 members on our plans, and we're able to offer this by managing people's care and giving them the best benefits that we can offer them.
If I'm on another plan, should I talk to you about the plan that I'm on and find out if your plan is better?
And that's exactly what this time of year is for. And
okay.
So from October 15th through December 7th is the time of year where people that are currently receiving Medicare can change their plans.
Now, if you waited until December 7th, you would be wasting some money as opposed to if you did it right now.
No, not necessarily. We would encourage people to do it now to get it behind them, but this would not take effect until January the 1st.
Okay.
So whether you join today or you join on December 7th, the effective date would still be on January 1.
So if somebody is not on People's Health and they have Medicare, either through the government or through some other insurer, there's a strong possibility that if they come into People's Health, you're going to save them money.
That's exactly right. And we have plans that are designed for people on Medicare and Medicaid, which we call dual special. We have plans for people with certain chronic conditions that we're able to offer them richer benefits and lower costs for them. So we have products that we can sit down and just do a needs assessment, let you know maybe what we have that would work best for you.
How much might somebody save?
It varies. It depends really on their health and what their needs are. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, on original Medicare, there's no cap for how much you could spend in a calendar year. On a Medicare Advantage plan, there's a maximum out of pocket. So for one of our plans, let's say it's $3,900 is the maximum that you would pay for medical care in 2026. Where if you were on original Medicare and you had some sort of catastrophic issue, you could pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So could I show you my card or show somebody my card? And could you look up what I'm paying and what I have and let me know if People's Health could beat that?
Yeah, we could take a look at anybody's current plan, or we could take a look at, you know, what you're on and help you.
Okay, so this is like really wide open for really everybody who's not with People's Health.
Yeah, and just for anybody that can help, right? I mean, we're here to just educate and have people understand how our plans work, what we do, and how we can help people. And sometimes we might not be the best option. If your doctor is not in my network, it might not be the best plan for you, and we'll tell you that. The idea is to have people come here and have us educate them and take care of them.
But if you can save me money, I'm going to let you.
Well, that's generally the number one decision for most people, especially as they age, is they're worried about their checkbook and they're worried about what it costs. And we're able to bring down many people's costs.
One thing that I love about this location is that it's a location. And somebody's not coming to your house. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, I don't know. I hate to have people come over and talk to me about anything. You know, my home is my sanctuary. I don't want anybody to come over. People can come to you because you're here with a location, brick and mortar, Veterans and Causeway, and people can come to you. Now, can just anybody walk in, again, with any insurance, with any Medicare plan, can walk in here and somebody would talk to them about their plan?
Yes, and we're here to educate people even before they become eligible for Medicare. So if there are people that are out there that are 63, 64 years old and know that kind of this is coming and they don't have a lot of knowledge and education, come on in and we can help kind of educate you and walk you through the steps to help get you set up so when you do turn 65, you're eligible for the plan?
So I see these commercials on TV, and it's usually the wife that's the smart one, kind of like on The Simpsons. And the wife says, no, we need to look into that. And he goes, ah, the guy's, you know, just sitting there like a big, you know, bump on a log, and he's going, yeah, we got insurance, we got Medicare, what do we need to worry about? No, there's a lot of ways to save. So essentially, that's what you do.
That's exactly what we do, and that's what we're here for. And we have licensed agents that are here to assist. We have customer service reps that are here to help our members if they have any issues or questions about their plan. So we really want people to think of this center as a community resource. Mm-hmm. We do classes on certain health topics, and we have doctors that'll come in and talk about diabetes and living with diabetes. We do arts and crafts. We do a number of events and social things, and just, it's a great, think of it as a community center for people to come in that's brought to you by People's Health.
But you don't have to enroll in one of the seminars. You could come by and talk to an agent.
That's correct. We have agents here, you know, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we've got seminars that we're doing. We just had one that finished up here today at 1 o'clock and had a room full of people. So there's a lot of activity here. So come by and let us help you.
Yeah, so if you can't come by today, come by sometime. If you're like me, if you have Medicare and you have it through a provider, they're taking care of that. Are you getting the best deal, or could you save money? Well, you could come by People's Health Medicare Center, Veterans and Causeway, and find out if you're spending more than you should. And starting January 1st, you might be saving a lot of money next year.
That's correct. And we also do a lot of education on Medicaid or on Medicare savings programs and things that people could be eligible for based on their income. So we can help kind of navigate that and direct you on where to go and how to apply for that as well. So,
all right. So let's talk about that group as well. There are some people that don't make enough money to buy private insurance. They don't work for a company that offers health benefits. So they get a form of Medicaid. So you can help them with Medicaid?
What we do here is more for seniors that are eligible for Medicaid or the Medicare Savings Program through the state Medicaid office. That's really what we focus on. We don't do a whole lot of individual Medicaid here, but we could help, or at least we could help direct people on where to go and how to receive those services.
I would think that a lot of people listening have, if they're not on it, their parents are on Medicare. And they might want to help let's say their parents are on Social Security and maybe a limited pension. If their parents can save money on the Medicare, the full coverage that they need for Medicare, then, you know, they're on a fixed income. They've got extra money just instantly.
Yeah, and that's, we can help anyone. It doesn't have to be the primary beneficiary. We can educate and help someone that is taking care of a loved one or making decisions for them, if they have power of attorney or if they just have questions. That's what we're here for. We're here as a resource to help. People don't think about Medicare until they become Medicare eligible, most people. And by that time, how we can help them and what we can do to help.
Now, you have a coffee machine over here. If somebody came in and they need a little help and they're going to sit down, would you give them a cup of coffee?
We would love for you to come have a cup of coffee.
Okay, we can come get a cup of coffee.
Anytime.
It's kind of cool. All right.
Yeah, we've got snacks. We've got donuts over there.
You got donuts over there?
We've got smiling ladies there.
Are those the donuts from Joe's?
They are. Yep, we've got Joe's donuts on the counter. So come by and have a donut with us. Drink a cup of coffee. We've got cold water. And let us educate you on Medicare
cold
and how we can help you.
On a day like today, cold water is good. So, look, they will give you cold water, give you coffee. You might get a donut. And also, you'll get some help when it comes to Medicare. All the things that are offered here are just unbelievable.
Endless.
I love this. What do you want to tell people who are going, oh, this all sounds good, but, you know, I'm pretty busy. I mean, this sounds good, but I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the clock is ticking, and it's with this period only lasts till December 7th, and I would not encourage anybody to wait until the very end, because by that time, it's almost too late. So start doing your homework. Start taking a look at your current benefits, the changes to those benefits, and take a look at what we have to offer. We can do a comparison if that's what you're interested in, and we can help you. So the key is it's a personal decision. It doesn't matter what your neighbor has or your sister has. It's what's best for you. So take a look at all the things that we have to offer and make the best decision for you.
Now, what if people are getting help with someone who is, say, a family friend? You play cards, you play golf with your friends. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, you need to go with the best deal.
Yeah, the best deal or the best plan, because the drug that you're on is probably different from the medication that they're taking. And whether that's covered on your plan or on their plan could be very different. So it's not kind of one size fits all that's best for everyone. There's a lot of determining factors that people have to take into account to figure out what's best for them.
Yeah. So in thinking about this, there could be one plan that somebody's on, and they're on medication, and the medication costs a lot. They could come on, possibly, it's conceivable, that people's health would better cover that medication.
That's correct. And even the plan that they're currently on right now, the benefit could change for 2026. So even if they're covered today and feel really good about it, they're required to receive an annual notice of change that each plan has to send to them by October the 1st so that they know what changes for next year. So even if you're comfortable with what you have today, you make sure that you do your homework and research to make sure it's covered in the same way going into 2026.
So, Nick, how did you know that you were going to do this for a living? I mean, when you were young, did you sneak around and try and find your dad's hidden policies?
I don't know how I landed in this job, but I love it. I love helping people, and I think at my core, that's why I'm in this role, is to help people and help seniors specifically. I take a lot of gratitude in that, and it's a lot of fun.
It's nice that there are good people like you in the world to kind of counter people like me, you know. So it's really nice that you're kind of balancing things out here. So yeah, I see nice buttons to wear that said I love people's health. Yeah, and look, I tell you, if they save me money, I love them. But without saying anything specifically, could I show you this card? I could show them this card and my health card, and could they like look up and maybe tell me if I'm getting the right thing or if I have the wrong thing?
100%. And okay. Right and wrong probably isn't the right way to term it. It's
better.
Just what's best for you,
best
right?
For
and I could tell you what and do a comparison of certain co-pays and certain benefits side by side, but then also look up and make sure that your providers are in the network, make sure that the things that are important to you and that you use every day, we would have covered in the way that would meet your needs.
Okay. Yeah, I just showed Nick my card, my health card, and so you could do the same thing. You could come in here and show them your health card and let them take this and see, because I'm going to do this while I'm here. Let them see if maybe there's a possibility that people's health is going to save me money, because if I can save money, that's kind of like giving myself a little raise.
That's exactly right. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to save money.
Especially if you could just walk into a place and there's people who can help you, and you can get a free cup of coffee and cold water.
And Joe's Donuts.
And Joe's Donuts. And you've got pens. Look, there are pens. There are free pens that say People's Health, peopleshealth.com. It's a nice turquoise blue with black accents, and this is a heck of a pen. So, you know, you can get this right here. Look, I'm writing with it right now. And it works. It works. All right. Nick Curl, thank you for being with us.
Scoot, thanks for having me.
Okay. And anybody can come in. We're at the People's Health Medicare Center, Veterans at Causeway, and this is Medicare Enrollment Day. And I'm learning a lot that I didn't know. And so, you know, for us and for our show, this is sort of a community service. And if you can't get by here today, then come by here when you can. But there's a location that you can walk into, and you might be paying too much for Medicare. Your parents might be paying too much for Medicare or Medicaid. And these are the people who will tell you if there's a better plan for you. We're People's Health, Medicare Center, Veterans at Causeway. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll come back with more of your comments. So Bill Clinton is delaying his deposition to talk to the House committee about Jeffrey Epstein. Why would Bill Clinton be delaying this? Does Bill Clinton not want to talk? What's going on here? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Yeah, this guy is such a liar that I hope he ends up dead broke, because this man has become a millionaire lying to people. He's become a millionaire deceiving people, and shame on the people who believed him, because the things that he said were just too ridiculous to believe, but they did believe him. I'm talking about Alex Jones, InfoWars. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Alex Jones on the $1.4 billion settlement against him following the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Alex Jones went on his platforms and he said that it was a hoax, that the children and the adults were actors. And I think the prevailing motivation at the time was supposed to be because the Democrats, the lefties, they wanted to push for gun control. And if they made it seem like there was this big school shooting, then that would garner, you know, a lot of support for gun control. Well, of course, you and I know that Sandy Hook really did happen. Alex Jones himself has admitted that he lied. but a lot of people were hurt in the process. As a result of that pain that he inflicted on people, the judgment is $1.4 billion against him. He filed for bankruptcy in 2022, but people can file for bankruptcy and still end up with a lot of money. So I hope that this works out to where he has nothing, because he doesn't deserve anything. There are some people in our society who don't deserve anything. I'm not talking about people that have different opinions. That's not what this is about. This is about somebody who was a liar, and he used the credibility that he gained with his platforms like InfoWars. He used the credibility he gained to deceive people, to lie to people, to hurt people. He knew it wasn't true, what he was saying, but he said it. And so I hope this Supreme Court rejection just leads to him having to pay up the money. And just to remind you, six people were killed. 20 of them were children. And he repeated on his show that it was a hoax. How do you think that made the people who physically buried their children feel? So he deserves nothing. He deserves this harsh judgment against him. Also in the news, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have delayed their depositions before the House Oversight Committee concerning the Jeffrey Dahmer case. Hillary was supposed to appear October the 9th. She did not. There was a scheduling issue. Bill Clinton was scheduled to appear in deposition yesterday. He did not because of a scheduling issue. Why do you think Bill and Hillary don't want to testify? Why do you think they don't want to appear? Could it be that the friendship that Bill Clinton had with Jeffrey Dahmer was a friendship based on Jeffrey Epstein? You know, I get these horrible people mixed up. Jeffrey Epstein. Thank you, Luke. Jeffrey Epstein. You get an evil person, this name in your mind, and you know, when you hear about evil people, you just, you know, put their name in there. Jeffrey Epstein, that's who we're talking about. Why do you think Bill Clinton doesn't want to testify? I said in the very beginning that I felt like when Obama was president, I said, I don't think Obama wants to release these because I think he might be protecting people, maybe like Bill Clinton. I didn't know for sure. But when you consider Bill Clinton's behavior over the years and how he treated sex and looked at, he was just such a philanderer. That's a nice word for just, he was a cheater. Bill Clinton might have just really enjoyed what Jeffrey Epstein was offering. And so Bill Clinton is going to try to delay this again and again. And Hillary's going to try to delay it again and again. And how could Hillary even have stayed with this man? I mean, Bill Clinton was boinking anything that walked, if he could. And she stayed with him. To me, you know, there's no respect there. I mean, you can't have respect for somebody who just stays with somebody like that. Well, anyway, I don't have respect for him. So I just think it's interesting that Bill doesn't want to appear before that committee. Of course he doesn't want to appear, because perjury is a very serious thing. And what if they ask him some questions that he might be proven wrong? He might, if he lies about it, he might be proven wrong. You know, you go to jail for perjury. So, the man who used the Oval Office as his sex room, you know, is somebody that you have a hard time, you know, respecting. So let's see if they somehow get Bill Clinton and Hillary to testify. And, you know, we're still waiting for Mike Johnson to stop playing politics. I mean, I'm not holding my breath, and I don't think you should hold your breath either. Shouldn't hold your breath about that, because Mike Johnson does not want to swear in this Democrat House representative-elect from Arizona, because she is a deciding vote in releasing the Epstein files. So he is hypocritically swearing in the Republicans, but not swearing in this one person, because she is that vote. And so he doesn't want to swear her in because, again, he's you know, playing politics. And he's just coming up with excuses not to swear her in. So I personally believe that this is a mistake. This should happen. And I am not alone. There are a lot of MAGA people, a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republican politicians who also want the Epstein files released. And anybody who is against, like Mike Johnson, Mike Johnson is protecting pedophiles. Mike Johnson is perfecting the idea that old men can have sex with underage girls. Mike Johnson, from our state of Louisiana, is protecting that. And that's really sad to me that he would do that. But that's what he's doing. And anybody trying to prevent the Epstein files from being released, they are protecting the disgusting activity of old men having sex with underage girls. So, you know, they have that on their conscience. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Lincoln Beach. And there's a plan to revitalize Lincoln Beach and to turn it into something really cool. It was something pretty cool years ago. But, you know, I was a white kid that grew up in the suburbs. I never went to Lincoln Beach. And if any of you went to Lincoln Beach, we've gotten some texts, but I'd love to talk to any of you who actually went to Lincoln Beach to tell me what it was like. I mean, what did I miss? I heard that there were amusement parks there. There were swimming pools there with a high dive. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I had no access to a swimming pool with a high dive. And, you know, I wish we would have gone to Lincoln Beach. And if Lincoln Beach does open up again, and it's supposed to, the plan's been delayed and delayed and delayed, because that's what we do in New Orleans, we delay plans. I mean, if this city were pregnant, you know, the pregnancy would be delayed. I mean, the woman would be, at, you know, 2 years pregnant and still wouldn't have given birth yet. I mean, there's no possibility of a premature baby if New Orleans is pregnant. So I hope this changes with our new mayor, but the city just delays things. And this redevelopment of Lincoln Beach has been delayed, but I do hope it happens. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So President Trump has been talking recently about how he doesn't really think he's going to possibly make it to heaven. He said, "I don't think there's anything that's going to get me to heaven." He said, "I really don't. I mean, I don't think I'm heaven bound." So what's your reaction to that? You know, none of us know. None of us know. You know, you could think you're going to heaven, but, you know, you don't know. I mean, none of us know if we're going to heaven. I mean, Donald Trump has done a few things that, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't think God looks so kindly on those things. But, you know, we also know about forgiveness and asking for forgiveness and being granted forgiveness and all that kind of stuff. But I just think it's interesting. And Ben Shapiro was really applauding President Trump, thinking that it was a great moment to kind of admit that you really don't know if you're going to get to heaven, because really none of us do. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL. All right. So if you know, if you're on Medicare, you might be paying too much. How long ago, if you've been listening for a few minutes, how long ago did I give them my insurance card? You know, maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. Well, it took them 10 minutes. I already have the evaluation. It took like 10 minutes for them to give me, I mean, a quick readout. It's a complete readout, too. I've got the People's Health Choices Plan, and then I've got my plan, and it took about 10 minutes for them to take my insurance card and give me a complete rundown on my plan compared to their plan. Now, I have to go over this, and I'm going to see, but if you're on another plan, People's Health might be a better plan for you, and this is the beginning of the enrollment period for Medicare, and we're at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, Causeway and Veterans. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Alvin in the Ninth Ward. Alvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Alvin.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lincoln Beach?
I know you wanted somebody to talk about Lincoln Beach. Lincoln Beach has been on a long time.
And they're talking about redeveloping it. But what was it like back then? Because I never went.
Well, I can compare Lincoln Beach with Pontchartrain Beach because I was able to go to Pontchartrain Beach after so many decades of Lincoln Beach being gone.
Yeah. But I want you. Yeah. Tell me about what was at Lincoln
Beach.
It was.
If you've been to Pontchartrain Beach, you can see how Lincoln Beach was. But
they had rides.
They had rides. They also had that big Ferris wheel where everybody would get a chance to ride over Lake Pontchartrain. That's how
there was an actual sand beach there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. But like I said, the Ferris wheel was set up to where everybody who was in the bucket had a chance to ride over. That bucket would go completely over Lake Pontchartrain and come back in. It was.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You can if you didn't want to get in the swimming pool, you could swim in the lake.
Yeah, well, they're talking about redeveloping it. The plans have been delayed, but it looks like this is going to finally go through. They're going to start with one phase and then move to another phase. But they want to open up access to the beach. They want to have safe passage from one side of Hayne Boulevard to the other. So this would really open up a beach, and everybody would be okay with everybody going to this Lincoln Beach, right? I mean, this would be, oh, Alvin's gone? Okay. All right. Look, I was a kid when this was happening, and I just remember hearing about Lincoln Beach, but we never went, and I always wondered what Lincoln Beach was about, but I'm really glad that the city's moving forward. We'll talk a little bit more about that for those of you who've just tuned in. Also, I've got something cool to give away. I'll tell you about that after the news. Let's see. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld by a 7-2 vote a 1971 FCC directive that bans radio DJs from playing songs that glorify drugs. But what's interesting is the FCC has never officially permitted radio stations to play songs, nor have they ever actually banned the airing of songs about drugs, because banning the airing of songs about drugs is not an enforceable rule by the FCC. We're seeing a lot of challenges now with the FCC talking about banning certain language, certain things disagree with, and this is something that 1973, when the Supreme Court voted to ban DJs from doing it, but while they said that, they realized that they really couldn't actually, in all practicality, actually enforce the rule. So anyway, I guess this particular song would be one of the songs that they would have banned DJs from playing. Although they really couldn't ban it, because I remember playing this song very early in my career. Remember this song? I guess that would have been, Valium or something like that. And today, I guess it would be Xanax. But yeah, Mick Jagger and the Stones were singing about that little pill to help mom calm down because the kids are crazy. I'm Scoot, and we are live from the People's Health Medicare Center on Veterans at Causeway, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1988, UB4 Red Wine was the number one song in the country. It was of a Neil Diamond song, Red, Red Wine, and this UB40 was a reggae band, and they did a reggae version of Red, Red Wine by Neil Diamond, and number one in the country on this day in 1988. All right, back with more. There's this massive gorilla in San Diego that created problems by smashing a glass that apparently he was not supposed to be able to smash. We'll talk about that and a little bit more about Lincoln Beach when we come back on WWL. You know, if you get a night fever, you're going to want to have Medicare to take care of you. You know, you're going to want to have that insurance plan. You get the night fever sweats, you're going to want to have somewhere to go. We're at People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, right across from Acme Oyster House, kind of across from Rouse's, just down from Trader Joe's, right behind Talbot's, next to what used to be Party City, which is now Dollar House. And we're at the People's Health Medicare Center. You can walk in here and find out if you're paying too much for Medicare. You've got your Medicare plan. Maybe it's from the government. Maybe it's from a private provider that is working your plan with the government plan. But you might be paying too much. It took them about 10 minutes to take my insurance card and to just give me a beautiful full printout of my plan compared to the People's Choice plan. Now, I don't have time to go through this right now, but I'm going to go through it later. But it took no time to do this. So if you can't do it today, then come in and do it as soon as you can, because you've just got a chance to save a lot of money. There are licensed agents right here, and they will help you with this whole process because it's really complicated. It's confusing. And one plan doesn't have what another plan has. One plan might be better for you than another plan because the specific medicine that you're on might be taken care of by one plan when it's not taken care of by another plan. And I have a situation with me concerning that sort of thing. So that's why I want to really look through this plan. But it took them no time here. I tell you what I want to do here just at the beginning of this final hour of our show. I have something to give away. I'm going to give away two of these to the next two people who stop by. You don't have to do anything, but just stop by. If you enjoy going out to eat, you're going to really enjoy this gift. So if you enjoy going out to eat, the next two people who stop by and say they like going out to eat, I've got a gift for you. We're at Veterans and Causeway. Just kind of told you where the location was. Veterans and Causeway in Metairie at People's Health Medicare Center. And if you don't use them right now, just remember that they're here. It's a place where you can walk in and they're not going to transfer you to anybody with an accent. You're going to be able to talk to people face to face. And maybe this is about your Medicare, Medicaid. Maybe it's about your parents. But the direction that you get here is really pretty unbelievable. So I recommend that you stop by, especially if you're on Medicare. Just stop by and get the information you need because it's vital and it could save you money. And if you save yourself money, it's like giving yourself a little raise. Some of you are on a fixed income. Some of you may have parents on a fixed income. And if this saves them or saves you money, well, you know, being on a fixed income, that's like just having some extra money. Yesterday, I wrote a blog after the show. It is posted on our website, WWL.com. You can check it out there. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And it's titled, Cantrell's Attitude Toward Politics Continues During Her Final Days in Office. Here are a few comments on the SOTA Facebook page to the blog. This is from Billy. LOL, why is she pushing it? Cash kickbacks to her is why. Well, Billy, we don't know that. We do not know that for sure. We don't know that. You can speculate, but we just don't know that. And when I say I don't know why, but Mayor Cantrell is really pushing hard to get the trash contract away from Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste and give it to Troy Henry. I don't know why this is happening, but I know there's a reason for it. She's doing it for some reason. Maybe we'll learn about it later. Brenda says, not surprised at all. Let's see. Godsey says, It's because her lawyers convinced her that she's going to be not guilty at her trial, and now she thinks that everything will be fine and she can go on her rants. Ray Nagin thought the same thing. Chad says, you can't be that naive to not know why she's pushing for Henry. Well, Chad, I'm not naive, but I'm also smart enough to not get on the air and speculate something that might not be true. So, you know, you can discuss that with your friends at home or in a bar, but I'm on the air. And I I'm not going to speculate, but I know that there is a reason, because she's so laser focused on this trash contract and moving it to Troy Henry, that there's got to be a reason for that. I just don't know what the reason is. And I covered that in the blog that I wrote. Here is a comment that says, the Muppet doesn't care. Here's a text that says, kick rocks, Cantrell. Another one says, she will reap what she sows. Well, you know, we'll see what happens here. Mayor Cantrell is innocent until proven guilty. We mentioned yesterday that her trial date has been changed. She and Officer Vappy, the booty guard, they're going to both go on trial October the 19th of next year together. Why is it taking that long? I'm sure her lawyers push for the delay because, you know, the longer this goes on, maybe witnesses forget things. Maybe things are not as sharp and clear in their minds. I don't know why the prosecutors are allowing this delay. Maybe they have to. I don't know. But obviously, they want there to be a delay because things can change in the minds of maybe some of the people who might be involved in the trial. If you're on hold, we're going to get to your calls. Just hang on. But I want to share with you a story that, I mean, this is kind of sad because it really reminds us that in the animal kingdom, especially in the animal kingdom involving apes, they're a lot like humans. So this 10-year-old Western lowland, it's a Western lowland gorilla named Denny, at the San Diego Zoo. He smashed through one layer of three layers of tempered glass. He wasn't supposed to be able to do that, but he did. He went on this rampage. He went on this charge in the gorilla forest habitat at the San Diego Zoo. Visitors were watching when this happened, and they were freaked out over this. There's a video that shows the incident happening. Denny wasn't injured. He's being taken care of along with another gorilla while they fix this. But according to a zoo spokesperson, it's common for male gorillas, especially in adolescence, to express different types of behavior, bursts of energy, charging, dragging items. I'm sure it would be a body if a human was nearby, or running sideways. This is all natural for young male gorillas. Denny had a 30-year-old brother named Maka. And Maka suddenly died of cardiac arrest in August of this year. And it says that Denny and his younger brother, they were allowed to spend time alone with the body of their brother that died. Maka that passed away, they were allowed to spend time with the body because this was part of grieving for them. And it showed that loss is something that is common in the animal kingdom as well. And it's so sad to me to think that, you know, nobody could explain anything to them. They just had to deal with the fact that the body was there, but nobody had to explain anything because, you know, you can talk to gorillas, and I'm sure they understand some things, but you know, they just kind of had to figure this out on their own, and they did. There's a doctor, Aaron Riley, who is an anthropology professor at San Diego State University, and she said that gorillas can often just go into these rampages, and she said gorillas do not like to be looked at directly in the eyes. And maybe there's a possibility that one of those who was a visitor at the zoo looked at the gorilla Denny right in the eyes. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of that thing that was going around social media recently. The question is, could 100 men beat up one male gorilla? Could 100 men beat up one male gorilla? And the consensus is, from experts and just from just people who were commenting on it, no. 100 men could not beat up one male gorilla. I mean, that's how strong and powerful they are. They would just take on one man after another. I mean, you could get 5 men on this gorilla, and this gorilla could get away. So I just thought that was an interesting social media thing. All right, let's get to a couple of your phone calls. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good, thank you. May I talk about another Washington sex scandal that I think callers would be interested in knowing about, that very few people know, involving David Vitter and the D.C. Madam Deborah Jean Palfrey?
This was something that was out in the news, right?
Oh, big news years ago. I wasn't. Well, I can tell you, I know
when that went on, so I wasn't that familiar with.
Well, Deborah Jean Palfrey was running a prostitution ring in Washington, D.C. She was a D.C. madam disguised as a escort service. I know the man who got the phone records. David Vitter's phone number was on Deborah Jean Palfrey's phone record several times. And there were more than 1,000 names, many of them Washington politicians and Washington officials. Now, the person who got the list destroyed it. He was afraid somebody would kill him. But for some reason, Larry Flynt, who hired Dan Moldea, released the name of David Vitter. And David Vitter went into seclusion for 2 weeks, held a press conference, said nothing happened in New Orleans, no doubt referring to Wendy Cortez. Now, I've written a column, and I sent it to every news organization and parish.
All right, Dave, this is not what you told me you wanted to talk about, dude. Are you going to talk about what you wanted to talk about?
No, and David, and the other thing, and Coleman, the other thing that I want to ask is, I mean, why are you bringing this up, David?
Because I think it would be of interest for your listeners knowing about the sex scandal and watch it. But
okay, well, there's a lot of things that are interest, but we tend to talk about goodbye. I mean, you don't use this show to vent your own personal, you know, grievances. You know, that happened a long time ago. I mean, I'm vaguely familiar with what happened concerning David Vitter. And I think the irony there was, and something also happened with Robert Livingston years ago. I think the irony was that these guys were Republicans, and there were, you know, there were people who, you know, promoted the idea that it's the leftists, it's the Democrats that are immoral, and then Republicans get caught in inappropriate sexual situations, and there's a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of irony in that. So, you know, I do remember aspects of that, but I was not here when that happened. But, you know, I'm not going to let David or anybody, you know, use the show to just, you know, bring up ugly stuff that makes them feel good. You know, we kind of stick to the topic, and if you want to get frustrated about that, you get frustrated about that. So Coleman, he didn't tell you what he wanted to talk about. That wasn't what he told you he wanted to talk about.
He told me he wanted to talk about Lincoln Beach. The only reason I did that, David
That's
in Atlanta
thing.
Has a habit of doing it. That's not the first time he's done that to me, where he says he wants to talk about one thing, but once you let him on the air, he starts going off about something completely different, about some article he wrote or something. Like he calls himself a whistleblower, and his deal is he wants to expose what he, you know, conspiracy, something like that. So he does that a lot, you know? So that's the only reason why.
Hang on a second. Do you like to go out to eat? Hang on. All right, hang on 1 second. You like to go out to eat?
Yes.
All right, come put the headphones on. I want to get back to this, because we're not going to let people say they want to talk about one thing and then they talk about another thing. Guys in with an AC/DC t-shirt on there. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, how are you? So you'd like to go to dinner?
I do love to go to dinner.
Okay, listen. This is from Vaca Steakhouse.
Wow.
You've heard me talk about it?
I have heard of it. I haven't been yet, but
okay.
I'd love to go.
Do you remember where the Pepper Mill used to be on Severn? Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's in that location. They've redone it. It's a really classy restaurant. It is a great place. This is a $100 gift certificate for Vaca Steakhouse.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, just for stopping by. And I see they gave you cold water free.
They did.
That's kind of cool.
If you come by, they'll offer you coffee as well.
Yeah, that's nice, right? Yeah, coffee. I mentioned that earlier. Yeah, you can come by and they'll give you free coffee and give you some cold water. Yeah, so I just wanted to offer that to somebody who enjoys going out to eat.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your time. You have somebody to bring with you?
What's that?
You have somebody
yes,
to bring with
I do.
You? Okay.
Of course.
Well, cool. All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. You know, I have one more to give. We have one more to give away. All right, we have one more to. We have one more to give away. Next person to stop by and just, you know, if you enjoy going out to eat, I'll give one away to the next person who stops by. It's a $100 gift certificate for Vaca Steakhouse. You know, we had a station meeting dinner there one night, and you know, it's in a very rich way. It's kind of dark, but I mean, not too dark, but it's just, it's kind of dark, and it's like really, really nice. You like to go to eat? You like to go out to eat? Okay, let's see. Do you know what we're giving away? Did you hear what we're giving away? You just heard it now? Okay, I'll put those headphones on. Okay, I'm sorry, what?
I heard you on WBAL.
Okay. What's your name?
Jean.
Jean. Okay. So you have a Halloween shirt on. It says, "Life is scary without Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you get scared, you could just, you know, talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if you go through a haunted house, you know, halfway through, it's like, you know, you know, sometimes I've gone through haunted houses and somebody's like jumped out and I've said, "Oh, Jesus," you know, so, you know, I guess that's a good thing. This is a $100 gift card for Vaca Steakhouse.
Oh, wow.
Now, Vaca Steakhouse is where, it's where the Pepper Mill used to be on Severn.
Yeah.
And it's a very classy place. It's really nice. And you're going to enjoy dinner.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
And I'm planning on trying to get a little bit more information. My husband's turning 65 in December, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, take advantage of that. Let him help out with the, you know, the insurance stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good to get information. I just got this full printout of my plan compared mm-hmm. to their plan, and I'm going to go through this a little bit later. But, yeah, get the information where you can, and then enjoy going to Vaca Steakhouse.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate listening to you.
Well, I appreciate you listening to us, so thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
I like your T-shirt. If you're scary, let's say, life is scary without Jesus. So remember that this Halloween, you know, with the ghouls and the goblins and everything. All right, they'll take care of you. All right, Coleman, let's go back. I know we got to get to a break, but let's go back to this. Don't call the show and say you want to talk about one thing and then talk about something else. Now, it's okay if you say you want to talk about one thing, and because we started talking about something else, you say, but you know, I was going to talk about this, but now I want to talk about this. That's okay, because you're on topic. But don't say you want to talk about one thing that we're talking about, and then just go into something that's totally, totally unrelated. I mean, that's fraud, and we don't look highly on fraud. And if you're any kind of a journalist, fraud is not something that you want associated with your name. So don't be dishonest about what you want to talk about. We usually get calls from David in Atlanta, and they're great calls. But just don't do that, David. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we continue live from the People's Health Medicare Center, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Dollar Tree that used to be Party City, and they can give you information about your plan and find out if the plan that you're on is better than their plan. And they'll give you the information about what might be best for you based on the medication you're on and other things. And the information is absolutely free. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2021, after leaving American Idol, he just withdrew from American Idol, Benson Boone signed with a recording company that was under the control of Dan, the head of Dragons. The was released later in 2021, but his big hit was this song that was released in 2024, Beautiful Things, and this is what really launched the career of Benson Boone, who I think is a really, really good singer. But you know, American Idol doesn't guarantee you're going to be a star. As much attention as you get, it doesn't guarantee you're going to be a star. Because I think Americans, and I've said this before, I think Americans like to discover their own talent and not be told, this is the next star. This is the winner of America. This is America's next star. There have been a few American Idol winners who have gone on to become stars, but many of them don't. And so sometimes the best thing is to maybe get away from American Idol and do your own thing if you've got the talent. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1956, Little Richard recorded this song, Good Golly Miss Molly, right here in New Orleans at J&M Studios. Song was released in 1958, and it became a big hit for Little Richard. I'm Scoot on the Air. Yeah, we're live at People's Health Medicare Center, Metairie, Veterans, and Causeway. And, you know, this is the place to go to find out if you should be saving money on Medicare. You're on Medicare? Parents on Medicare? You might be spending more than you need to spend. And there are people here right now who can tell you that. I want to thank Nick and Garin Molina. Nick and Garin Molina called in. They couldn't come by, but they called in, and they signed up. The deal was great for them. They're saving care. They signed up with People's Health. So Nick and Garin, thank you for coming by. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, remember tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, about this time, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd of thesportsbrokers.com. Kevin Todd, see, the last time we talked last week, Kevin was, I think, 16-4. Going back to last season, 16-4 in picking Thursday night football winners. And he's always got some great deal for our listeners. So be listening tomorrow if you like to put a little money here and there. Kevin is trying to turn outcomes into incomes, and they treat betting on these games like it's a business. And it's an interesting way to look at all of this. But anyway, he's very, very good on Thursday Night Football, but does other picks as well. But he will be with us tomorrow at about 3:30, so join us then. Let's get to a few more calls. Let's go to Sam and Gretna. Hey, Sam.
Hey, it's good. Good to see you earlier. I like the new hairstyle. And coincidentally, our regular under false pretenses, Colin, looking for his 15 minutes. Remember when I referenced your other haircut, Andy Warhol look?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that serendipitous that he has to grab his 15 minutes? Yeah. And consider
that's
all we need to know.
Yeah, well, that's
anyway.
Yeah. I think he might be from here, but he lives in Atlanta. Well, usually he gives us good calls, but just tried to take advantage of the situation there. But it's all right. David's free to call.
All right, but and there's very few rules that us callers have to follow. I mean, it's not the military, you know. Look, onto what I wanted to reference though. And because of my AT&T terrible, they got a horrible echo. Anyway, Lincoln Beach, I actually went out there a few times being a tour guide. It's like, well, let me check this out, right? And there's a young man, I wish I could call his name. About 4 or 5 years ago, he started with cleaning up out there, him and a few of his friends. And they've gotten together quite the little mini crew to go through that, and they've been kind of like maintaining it wise. And then Terrell, with glass half full, she got together with him to recycle the glass out of there. If you could look that up on the internet, and that, maybe you could get him on the show or something. But he's been doing it voluntarily on his own at least 5 years. I wish I could remember his name.
All right. Well, Sam, I'm going to try to look into that. And, yeah, thanks for stopping by earlier. It was good seeing you, and I do appreciate the call. So, yeah, I think this is great news because this was just a myth to me growing up as a white kid in the suburbs. I heard about Lincoln Beach but never went there because that's where African-Americans went and, you know, the white people went to, you know, the other parts of the lakefront. But I was always curious. But there's a lot of talk about redeveloping this. The plan has been delayed. And, I really think they could probably do it sooner. But it looks like they're going to break ground on this $15 million project in August of next year. And it's not going to be reopened, Lincoln Beach, until fall of 2027. Now, I'd like to think that they could get together with the company that they're doing this with and open this a lot sooner. But, you know, the city knows how to delay things. And again, I hope this is a practice that changes with our new mayor, Helena Moreno. But I think it's exciting that they're going to first just develop access and safety. And they're going to use some of the structures that are there. But ultimately, there's a phase two to the plan, according to my understanding, and they're going to build more out there, but they just want to get it open. There is a sandy beach there. That's going to be to the if you're looking at Lakefront Airport, it's to the left. I guess that would be to the east. So to the east of Lakefront Airport, there's a sandy beach out there, right there with the lake. And they want to reopen up this area. They're talking about a sky bridge, a pedestrian sky bridge, that would go across Hayne Boulevard so people could park in a parking area and then walk across and get to this beach. So I think it would be exciting. So we've talked about this on the show this afternoon. I got to get to a break here, but we're going to come back with more of your comments. All right. Also on the SOTA calendar this afternoon, on this day in 1971, Rick Nelson, you know, formerly known as Ricky Nelson, he used to sing songs at the end of Ozzie and Harriet. He is the father of the twins, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, the two kids, the long blonde hair who were the band Nelson back in the 90s. Rick Nelson, on this day in 71, appeared at a rock and roll spectacular concert at Madison Square Garden. The Shirelles, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and the Coasters were all there, and Rick Nelson was a special guest. When Rick Nelson started playing his stuff, they booed him. They booed him, and he wrote a song about that experience. The song is called Garden Party, and it was a relatively big hit for Rick Nelson. But here's the song that he wrote about being with that group at that special concert at Madison Square Garden on this day in 71. Interesting song about performing at Madison Square Garden. Was not received well. Wrote a song about it. I'm Scooty. We'll be right back on WWL. If you get the fever for a girl or whatever, you better have health care coverage. You on Medicare? Got some Medicare? You know, you might be paying too much. You might be paying too much for your Medicare. People's health might be able to help you. And that's why we've been spending the afternoon. This is the first day of the Medicare enrollment. And this is Medicare Enrollment Day. And you can come by. Can't make it by today. Come by in the next couple of days. Come by People's Health, basically Veterans and Causeway, right behind Talbot's and right next to what used to be Party City. It's now Dollar Tree. And then Trader Joe's is right next door. So it's a building. It's an office. You can come in here and talk to people. And we've got a lot to get to before the show comes to an end, so let me try and do that. I'm getting some text messages, and thank you for all of the texts. The guy who cleaned up the Lincoln Beach area is Reggie Ford, so I want to thank all of you who text in. It's just a great audience with a wealth of information. Let's go to Kenneth in New Orleans. Kenneth, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Kenneth.
Hey, look, your idea about the beach at Lincoln Beach is quite clear, and it's a good place. Lincoln Beach was quite big, had a huge Olympic-sized swimming pool, and had a diving pool with two high dive boards and two low dive boards in it. And the beach itself, at one time, wow, when the water in Lake Pontchartrain was polluted, the cleanest water in Lake Pontchartrain was at Lincoln Beach. I think the Pontchartrain Basin Association could probably give some more clear information on what that was like. But Lincoln Beach was huge, and my uncle used to run what they called the bumper cars, with the little electric deal where you drive around. Had a nice midway, and had a lot of shows out there at a pavilion.
You know, they had to quit. You know, one of the reasons they had to quit the bumper cars is because every time a car would bump into another one, Morris Bart would show up. And so they had to just stop using those.
I
had to get rid of him. But, well, Kenneth, listen, I hope Lincoln Beach comes back. You know, I never went, but I always heard about it. And Olympic-sized pool. I love the idea of a high dive because I never had access to that. Even the country club that my family belonged to briefly, we didn't have access to that. So that's really cool. So I'm just disappointed that it takes so long to do things in New Orleans. And these things should happen quicker. And they happen quicker in other cities. So, you know, I hope doing things quicker and more thoroughly, I hope this changes with our new mayor. Listen, Kenneth, I really appreciate the call. I do have to move on here. So, yeah, we're really pretty much out of time. If I didn't get to your call, you want to send me an email. It's scoot@wwl.com. And you can also, I've got to catch up on messages on Facebook and Instagram, but you can send me messages, Scoot on the Air, Instagram, Scoot on the Air, Facebook. And if you haven't done it yet, download the Substack app. Substack is a social media platform. It's a really great platform. I love it. I post videos there just about every day, sometimes more than once a day. And I would love for you to comment on those. I'd love for you to subscribe. So go to Substack, just download the app, and then go to Scoot on the Air, and please subscribe. I invite you to do that, and I'll get to your comments as much as I can. All right, got to get to break here, and we'll come back with more. And I really have enjoyed being around the people here at People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie on Veterans. It's been an afternoon of a lot of people getting the help that they need to save money. I mean, you might not think about it, but you might be paying more for Medicare than you need to be, and they can help you at People's Health. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Yes, it's Halloween. And let me tell you, listen, do you know what I heard is up at Bucky's? It's not even Halloween, and they've got Christmas merch out. The Christmas merch is already out at Bucky's. Bucky's with the beaver with a Christmas hat on and candy canes and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, that's Bucky's for you. I got to check that out. All right, listen, a lot of people to thank. First of all, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, and Steve Geller. And Bobby goes QB to QB at 4:30 with the legendary Drew Brees. Again, I apologize if I didn't get to your call. We got a little backed up here. We're at People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, and I want to thank everybody here. They have been great. Nick Carl was great earlier explaining some things, and you know, some plans are better for you than other plans. You might not even be on the best plan right now. So to make sure you're on the best plan, just stop by this location at Veterans and Causeway and find out if you've got the best Medicare plan. It might actually save you some money. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, our studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. It's kind of warm, but it is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.